Mr. Vorstius, reel 3.
Breakfast, presumably, would be the next stage of the day. How was the mess organised for breakfast, and what did you have? Sorry, say that again.
So we stood, we all went down to breakfast together and stood until the grace was said and then you were told to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can remember there. I won't remember that.
Do you remember how any of the other meals, what the other meals consisted of? You can't remember what you had for breakfast?
No. No, I can't remember. But dinners was, some days was stew and meat, vegetables, another day. I suppose it really was the pies, meat pies.
You have cooks of the days on Harity, is it?
Well, I think there was the cook of the mess, but they didn't do any cooking.
No.
They had two cooks. Do that sort of work, cooking there.
What were the jobs of the cooks of the day? Cooks of the mess, rather.
To wash up after the meal, or lay the table and serve out the food equally, you see, between the 16 men, 16 boys in the mess.
Did anyone supervise this to make sure that everyone
got
any...
The duty officer.
I see, right. And after breakfast, 8.30 to 8.45, you'd have to clean your mess.
Mm-hmm.
What did that involve?
Sweeping up the crumbs or... and seeing that the mess was nice and tidy.
Well, tell me a bit more about this. I mean, the tables and chairs, for example, how would you deal with those?
Just leave them, you see. The tables was the long tables and two long stools, one either side of the table. And that was all there was.
Long benches, you mean?
Like long benches, yes.
Last time you told me that you had to scrub the tables and chairs top and bottom.
Oh, yes.
Well, this is the sort of thing I want you to tell me.
That was also in the Navy as well. That you did that in the Navy, but you always did that once a week in the Arethusa. Take the tables down and turn them upside down and scrub them underneath and put them back again, rinse them and dry them.
Mm. Then divisions would be at 9. What would happen at divisions?
Hymn and prayers.
Yeah.
If there was anything of importance, it was told to you by the duty officer.
Where were divisions held?
Quarter deck or down below in the mess deck, on the mess deck.
That would be if it was raining or something.
Raining, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the day's classes would get underway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what sort of training did you get on Arethusa? Try and give me this in a bit of detail.
Commence with bends and hitches, then splicing, knots, making different knots, and learn the parts of a boat, and how to pull an oar, and sailing.
Now, apart from giving me the titles of these things, can you remember any... Are there any stories attached to them? Are there any particular Navy ways in which these things were done?
No, I don't think... No, there was no special way of doing them. You went through your classes and that's all. Because after... When you was told a thing, you was asked to if you remembered it, but nothing else. Just do your classes, and then you would have what was known as 10-minute stand easy at 10 o'clock.
I wondered about Arethusa, whether there was any training aboard her which was a sort of hangover from the 19th century. One of the things you mentioned last time was dancing, that you actually had dancing lessons.
No, it was a hornpipe lessons. All had to do with the hornpipe. All the boys did the hornpipe at a certain hour in the morning. In the morning, part of the instructions.
Yeah.
Usually at.
No, how was this organised? I mean, where did you have your hornpipe lessons, and who taught you? And
on the upper deck.
Yeah.
And you did it in stages until you was absolutely certain that you could do it right off without a stop.
Mm-hmm. And who taught you?
One of the officers.
Mm-hmm. And did you all dance at the same time, or did you just have one doing it at a time? What was going on here?
I think somewhere had been. It would be half the boys, half one boys, one part of the morning, and half the other another part of the morning, because you couldn't all get the 240 boys all on the upper deck doing this hornpipe.
Now, you told me last time that you played some rather unusual sorts of games on Arethusa. Could you describe the games you played as boys on Arethusa?
Well, it would be racing up the mast.
Now, how was that done?
Well, on the rigging.
Uh-huh.
The rigging of either side of the mast. The other be leapfrog.
Weren't there leapfrog races, you said? You told me there were leapfrog races, I think.
Oh, yes, there'd be leapfrog races.
Well, tell me about it again.
Well, as far as I can tell you, they pick a team and leapfrog over one another from one end of the ship to the other.
There was another game, wasn't there, that involved swinging a rope with a sandbag on the end of it.
That's lead. They wouldn't let you swing the lead around. It had a sandbag on it to practice with. And then before they let you use the lead, the proper lead, which was a 7-pound piece of lead, swinging that around, you would swing this sandbag out. It'd be about that length, you see, about a foot in length, and you had to practice being able to swing that. And then over your, swing it right over your head. There was all sort of games which were appertaining to your physical training.
Mm-hmm. Now, apart from routine classes, what other events were there during the evening? How would you spend the time?
There'd be voluntary instructions. If you wanted to learn a bit more, there was always somebody voluntary to form a class, voluntary instructions in the evening. Or if you wanted to go boat pulling, they would arrange for the boat to be lowered and you go away boat pulling or sailing.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise,
what about mending and washing your clothes? When would that be done?
Well, that was done at a certain time of the daytime.
Certain time of the daytime?
Certain time, yes. Certain time, once a week, you do your washing. You see, it was a small bathroom. You've been aboard a ship where the bows at the bow end. And a part of it is partitioned off down below. You see, it's like about as big as this room, and it goes to a point. And there wasn't much room for 240 boys there to get there all together to watch close. So you had your be one night it would be so and so mess or messes, and until they've all been round once a week.
That was washing. What about make and mend? No, okay.
I can't think of that.
Can you remember? Saturdays was a rather special day, wasn't it?
Saturday in the morning, you the usual routine, but no instructions. No instructions, and then the afternoon was rest.
Now, I thought Saturday was a rather special spit and polish day because you were preparing for Sunday inspection.
That's in the morning. Not all day Saturday.
No, well, any time Saturday.
In the morning, yes.
Right. Well, in what ways was Saturday morning different from the cleaning that you would do in the weekdays?
You spend longer, a little longer, on the deck. And you wouldn't wash it, you wouldn't dry it up before breakfast. Mm-hmm. You would use sand and sand on the deck on the Saturday morning with long scrubbers. So scrub it and then rinse it down afterwards, and then when it was to be dried properly, you'd give it another rinse down and bring all the sand away.
And is that all you would do in preparation for
yes.
the captain's inspection?
Well, the cooks of the mess would be downstairs doing the mess deck downstairs, cleaning that. They wouldn't have everybody doing the mess deck and everybody doing the upper deck. And they'd be divided.
What about Sunday inspection then? Would that be a big event in the week?
Well, it would be at 9 o'clock, and you would sit down to church then, you see, on the if it was a fine day on the quarter deck, or down below the mess deck. Now, if they had it on the mess deck, you'd have your stools from the mess. But if it's on the upper deck, or the poop deck, where it would have it, they'd have capstan bars, and then planks on top of the capstan bars. The capstan bars with a certain length, and one end would be on one bucket, and the other end on another bucket. And then they put planks on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was for sitting church on a Sunday morning. You had a parson come from shore to give the service.
Not a naval padre.
No. No, it was nothing to do with the Navy. You see,
What was discipline like on Arethusa? Was there any caning?
Oh, yes. Yes. Discipline was very strict. If a boy was caught not washing himself properly, he would get a couple of cuts for the cane. But if he was caught smoking or disobeying orders, then he'd get the cane proper.
What did getting the cane proper involve?
Six cuts. Mm-hmm. Across of the vaulting holes. Bent over a vaulting horse. You know what a vaulting horse is?
Yeah, I know what a vaulting horse is.
Well, you'd bend over that, and the physical training instructor would give the caning.
Would this be done in front of the other boys?
In front of the other boys, and a doctor and a